Hey, yes.
Hi, Mike. Okay, I've got Richard Garry. Sorry, I've got Richard
Collins.
Garry on the line. I'm just going to pop him through in a moment when you're ready.
Games, you said.
He's just driving anyway, to be fair, so. Yeah, no worries.
Patrick McGarry. Richard Garry.
Richard Garry is, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me just check his. You check his IDs and that, mean, yeah. 22nd of Feb.
No, he's just in number four, so I just assumed it was good because it was in ready for call.
Yeah, perfect. Let me have a chat with him then. And that looks good.
Perfect.
Go on, Pat. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll pop him through now. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Hi, Mr. Garry. Through to Michael. I'm in the Eagles here.
Hi.
How are you, Richard?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad.
Good.
Are you okay to have a 5-minute chat with me, Richard, about your Scottish redress case?
Yep, absolutely fine, yeah.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Richard, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, fine.
My role, Richard, is to go out and gather your evidence, whether that be from, obviously, your time and care.
Yep.
So we go. I'll write through the social services and the educational authorities and National Records Scotland, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one part of my job.
Yeah.
The second part of my job, Richard, is to understand you, firstly,
mm-hmm.
And how, you know, the trauma that you suffered as a child, that has had an effect on you into your adult life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that be through the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS trusts,
mm-hmm.
rehabilitation centres, gather all that information and submit that along with your records of care to the Scottish Redress team to give them, obviously, an overall picture of not only your time in care, Richard, but your, you know, how it's had an effect on you as an adult as well.
Yeah.
Or it just gives us, you know, it gives you the best chance of you know, gaining the best possible outcome, you see.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Richard. So at any point in the call you don't wish to continue, just let me know.
Uh-huh.
I'll stop the call and, you know, we can pick it up whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
This is all done on your, you know, on your time. This is, you know, at your pace, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, Richard, do you or have you ever suffered with any sort of mental health issues, as in depression, anxiety, PTSD?
Not now, no. I mean, this, you're talking 40 years ago. You know what I mean? I got out, I had to get out of Edinburgh. I couldn't spend any time once I left the care system. I got out of Edinburgh pretty much immediately and moved out to the Scottish borders. That was my way of getting out of things and getting away from that life.
Yeah.
And I've been here ever since, built a life here, got 4 cracking kids, 2 cracking grandkids, and
amazing.
You know what I mean, done really well.
Yeah. Excellent. You said not anymore. Did you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety in the past?
Well,
or was it just a case of...
About 40 years ago, there was no anxiety, there was no depression.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was no help, there was no support there. You just had to deal with it yourself. You know what I mean? When I was a teenager, when you were labelled the way you were labelled, nobody, you know what I mean? That was you. You were on your own. The social services had no time for you. The care system had no time for you. You know what I mean? They try to rehabilitate you, but it just made you worse. You couldn't really go and speak to a doctor because that meant I never knew what depression was 40 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or anxiety or anything like that. I'm a very strong-minded person, and I think that's how I've done so well in dealing with what I've had to deal with.
Okay, perfect. So, anyhow. Did you have any issues with alcohol, Richard, or any substance issues?
Not really, no. Just the typical stuff going through teenage days. You know what I mean? I never touched any drugs until I went to Lendrup in your school.
Okay.
That's when I got introduced to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Never had issues. Yes. Okay, the last tough one is, have you ever tried to commit suicide, Richard, or take your own life?
Not actually commit, no, but I mean, there was thoughts back in the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I was a persistent truant from these places. I think again, but if I didn't do that, then yeah, I probably would have.
Yeah.
To get away from the abuse and the and everything went along with the system.
Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get it. Okay, the reason why I asked that question is obviously it speaks to your mental health. And
yeah.
Also, you know, a lot of our clients have tried and actioned on their suicidal thoughts and
yeah.
ended up in hospital, and I write to the hospital and gather that as evidence. So that is the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Right, no. Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll write to the social services and the educational authority, the Care Settings.
Yeah.
When I get that information, Richard, do you want me to share that information with you?
Yeah, wouldn't do the harm, actually, yeah.
Okay. Share all this information. Okay, so once I get it back into the office, Richard, I'll email it all over to you.
Yep.
We'll go through it together at some point.
Yep.
Make sure that we've crossed all our T's and dotted all our I's. Make sure you're happy with everything we've got. We'll go through
your statements. What is that going to tell you? I mean, that's not going to tell you. They're not going to write down in there what it's children.
Of course not. No. So it goes on, obviously, your statements, and also goes on the fact that, you know, you're probably not going to be the only person in these care settings who has complained. They may even be well known, which is why we write to the National Records in Scotland.
Okay.
To see if there's any sort of historical abuse evidence out there from these schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to cover as many bases as we possibly can.
Right, okay.
But you're right, they're not going to say Tuesday whacked Richard, left him a
bit
of food. He wet the bed. We made him sleep in it. There's not going to be any of that. It is just factual, you know, evidence that we can present to the Scottish Regis and say, look, Mr. Gary was here at this time. We found this from National Records Scotland that, you know, there's been multiple complaints of abuse. And it'll get judged on, obviously, on its merits and on your statements.
Right, okay. Yep.
So once I get that back, I'll share it with you. We'll go through it together.
Yep.
Make sure we go through everything for the fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
Before we do what's called our final submission
for
the Scottish Redress. So what we've done before, Richard, or what we've done previous, is we've told Scottish Redress that we are going to apply.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an application number for you. They've obviously recognised us as your law firm, recognised you as a client. And we've told them we're going to be providing them with support and evidence.
Yeah.
So in 8 to 10 months' time, when we get this information back, mm-hmm. that will be our final submission.
Okay.
We'll then go through what's called a panel, a weighted panel date. It's a behind closed doors panel, Richard, so we don't have to attend either of us.
Right, okay.
And then hopefully from there, we'll get you some recognition of what's happened to you and hopefully some financial compensation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and financial things, one thing, but addressing the people responsible is probably too late for that now, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's too late for everything, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Getting you some form of recognition from the Scottish Government may go a little way of
mm-hmm.
helping you, getting you your records from your time in care, may piece some pictures of a puzzle back together for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Is the financial mm-hmm. compensation going to do anything? Probably mm-hmm. not.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell my clients is, you know, we hate the Scottish Government in the pocket in order to, you know, hopefully they'll sit up and take notice and try and stop these claims coming down the pipe in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Well, fingers crossed, like, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you know, that's the whole point. That's the
mm-hmm.
reason behind it. Obviously, you know, it's great for our clients getting, you know, some substantial figures
mm-hmm.
and some substantial payouts, which is amazing. and you deserve every penny.
But,
you know, the majority, the main line of thinking is let's just try and get as much as we can out of the Scottish Government. So they
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me, Richard, on that process?
No, I don't think so. No, your colleague was very good when I first initially played. He says it's always going to take about a year and kind of, there's no rush. I've waited 40 years, not mean even just to tell somebody about it. So just let it deal with it, kind of through the system, let it take its toll.
Okay. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of the cases, I do have to go back a step with you just to make sure that you fully understand our fees, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, obviously, on this recorded call, and this being the last of these type of calls, should we say, that you understand what other options are out there for you before we go out and start a real body of work for you, if you like.
Yep.
So just to let you know, Richard, that you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do this yourself.
Yep.
Obviously, that would entail you, if you so wish to, is go out and gather in your own evidence and create your own case and submit your own case. But that's an option for you.
Yep.
And then probably, trusting the Scottish Government to give you a fair crack of the whip without the strength or the power of a law firm behind you. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees, Richard. The reason why they do this is they are part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws.
All right, okay.
Now, we don't participate in that scheme. I can't divulge and discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, and probably more importantly, Richard, what they wouldn't or don't do for you. I'm not allowed to. All I can tell you is we don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it, actively rejected it on multiple occasions.
Okay.
We don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government. We don't want a handout from them. We enter into a private fee agreement with our clients under a no-win, no-fee contract where our fates are tied, where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as law firms to go out and give you the best representation and try and get you the most amount of recognition and financial compensation. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, Richard.
So
no matter how much time and effort we spend on your case, we'll never pay us more than, it's actually 16% plus VAT.
Yep.
Or we'll never pay us more than 19.2 or 20% plus, 20% inclusive of all VAT.
On the
flip side of that, Richard, the no fee, no win, no fee side of the contract, because you've been deemed to have gone through such emotional and hardship throughout your life and because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful with your case.
Okay.
So what that means is if we are unsuccessful in getting you any compensation, we'll never come looking for our fees from you. Our insurance policy covers all of our fees and our time if this case is unsuccessful.
Okay.
I just didn't want you walking into something thinking there may be an accident going over your head at some point, but I just need you to understand that.
I appreciate that.
And, we won't come looking for any money if we're unsuccessful. Do you understand those three options, Richard?
Yes, I do, and I'm quite happy with the last one you take, what you said, 16% plus the VAT, you know what I mean? 20% capped, more than happy with that,
Excellent, fantastic. So just to let you know, Richard, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us.
Yeah.
If you were unaware of the time, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with the process, you're happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can obviously get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
No, I'm quite happy. Just shoot the seed. Yep.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
I am indeed. Yeah. Now that you've explained, obviously you'll never come to me if anything was, if there's no win. Yeah.
Genuine no win, no fee. Okay, Richard, so what I'll do is I'll write you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details over here on the investigation side. If you need me in the meantime, just give Elliot a call and he'll pass you back through to me.
No problem.
I work for you, Richard, so if you need me, just give Elliot a call.
Appreciate that.
To me. And when you get my contact details, my team's contact details, you can always call me anytime.
Okay.
You just want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background and understands your case, then I'm always here just to, you don't even need to talk about your case, it's entirely up to you.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll be in touch every 2 to 4 weeks, Mr. Gary, with any updates that I have, and just to get in early and just have a chat in there. Yeah, I'll walk you through to the end.
Excellent. No, that's really good to speak to you. Thanks for taking the time to give my phone, and I'll catch up with you in the next call. Excellent.
Yeah. Perfect, Mr. Gary. Thank you very much.
No, listen, thank you. Take care.
Have a rest of your day.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.